Welcome to The Astroholic Explains. I'm your host, Chris.
And I'm Alfredo, the Astroholic.
This is a podcast where I throw some cosmic conundrums your way.
And I try my best to answer them. Let's get started.
So today's question is going to be a lot more wholesome than some of the other more apocalyptically minded questions that I can ask you. So I'm going to dive right into this one. Can you get rainbows on other planets? Because on planets like Venus, where it rains sulfuric acid, for example, could you see things like acid bows?
All right, that is a very, very interesting question. Technically, yes. You should be able to see Venus bows.
Acid bows,
yes, you're right. And methane bows on Saturn's moon Titan. Titan as it's very cold and methane is liquid, but there is a methane cycle like the water cycle on Earth. Rains, evaporates, create lakes, rivers, puddles. The question is how much light penetrates. Both Titan and Venus have very thick atmospheres. So Venus has, I think, over 90 atmospheres. So it would pretty much...
Like 90 layers of atmosphere?
No, atmosphere in like a unit. So,
I see.
So on Earth is at sea level, you have about one atmosphere. Mm. So the Venus atmosphere is weighing heavily on you. On top of that, Venus is the hottest planet. Its surface probably 470 degrees Celsius. And it rains acid, so not an ideal place to go and... wait to see
rainbows.
And the clouds makes it very difficult to see anything.
Would they still be a similar sort of color? Would there be a different sort of spectrum
that
we'd be looking
at?
So
that's what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking is that Titan, thick clouds, but infrared lights goes through the clouds because there's this gorgeous observation from Cassini, the NASA, ESA, and Italian Space Agency spacecraft that orbited Saturn for way over a decade. And what you have was this sort of seeing the reflection of infrared sunlight on Titan's lake, and that's absolutely fantastic. Can you see a rainbow? I think I need to look up a few things. So how does a regular rainbow works? Light passes through raindrops and it acts like a prism. Mm-hmm. And it splits the light into its what we see as its fundamental colors. Clearly, there are not just seven. Seven are the cultural significant color that we put in because the colors are a spectrum and we can see they go from one color to the other.
If you were to take an infrared photograph or an ultraviolet, you would see...
You should be able to see that as long as the methane in the atmosphere of Titan can act as a prism. Or infrared light.
And it would still appear as a bow? It would be the same sort of shape?
Possibly. I think the bow shape is due to just mimicking the sun.
Okay.
And I think that was why when we see like the rainbow halo around the moon, It's a full circle.
Because with rainbows themselves here on Earth, I know if you get high up enough and you can sort of look down to see a rainbow, there are videos online. People have managed to capture these amazing pieces of footage of entire rainbows. So what we usually see is just flat across the horizon, just half a circle. But if you're looking down on this, it is an entire circle.
Yeah, didn't we see one when we were in New Zealand, Queenstown?
We saw like three quarters, I think.
Yeah, so it's we were quite high up this mountain and we were looking down and we saw more than the regular alpha and you started wondering, God, why are the leprechauns carrying their pots of gold so close to each other? So the idea is it's all optic and refraction from sunlight. So how would it work? It might be that the clouds are too thick, so they would create something like the moon bow. So it's just going to be a rainbowy halo around the sun.
Okay.
But again, it depends very much on the physics of the atmosphere.
So has there been any official studies on this?
Yes. Well, NASA actually made a few sort of frequently asked question about this stuff. You can have rainbows on Titan, but they might be very rare, again, because you need some direct sunlight, and Titan is very hazy, but are certainly possible. And it's liquid methane as a refraction index that is slightly different from water, but it's not going to be that dramatic. You would have the same order of colors,
okay,
which will be interesting. So blue on the inside, red on the outside. And on top, there's going to be obviously the slightly orange tint of Titan's atmosphere. And it's certainly possible. So the question is, would we be able to see it easily? So let's ignore Venus and acid bows. Let's imagine that we want to do a new mission to Saturn. For some reason, we don't want to do Enceladus, which is the icy moon, which has geothermal activity, so possibly a complex chemistry. So maybe they can have some sort of life form, maybe. And if I were a betting man, I would bet that life elsewhere in the solar system is there. But also, as a scientist, I need to bet against that, because if it is, then I'm super excited about it. So if we have this mission to Saturn and Titan, let's assume we planted there, had the right equipment, and we can do this observation, how likely is for it to be? And I think it's not going to be that likely. Even think how excited we get here on Earth to see rainbows, and they form quite likely.
Yeah.
Is you just need a few right conditions, you know.
It would be a much bigger event in space.
It's not just bigger event in space, it's going to be a lot more difficult for the right condition to happen. You need less haze. Mm-hmm. Let's assume that you cannot have a clear day sky, but you can have less haze.
Yeah.
You need to have the right equipment focusing on the infrared.
There's some sort of moisture involved.
Well, that is created by the liquid methane.
Yeah. Would there be any way of having some sort of Mars bow?
Mars bow? I don't think so, because Mars obviously is really dry and dusty. And I don't think there's anything that really...
Is distance anything to do with it as well? Would they appear to be bigger or smaller the further away you got from the sun? Or the closer you get to the sun, do they become bigger? What would they look like on Pluto?
I'm not sure. Distance will definitely play a factor, but I don't know exactly what factor is that. Maybe they just appear smaller in the sky?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. It's just that obviously after a while, you need to start wondering, okay, why there is no star bow or anything. And it's just that you don't get enough light. So there might be a cutoff point for when you get enough light in the solar system for it to see. Obviously, Pluto, again, has some precipitation. There is some possibly nitrogen, icy nitrogen cycle, but it's probably sublimation, so going from solid to gas directly. So there's not going to be anything that would allow for the formation of Pluto bow, nitrogen bow, ice bow. I don't know.
An ice bow would be cool.
An ice bow. No, I think maybe something that we haven't considered. Both Enceladus, the icy moon of Saturn, and Europa, we think they release ice plumes. So maybe not a full rainbow, but would you be able to see something like a bit of a rainbow through their ice plumes?
Potentially, I guess.
It's,
if they're the ones that are sort of like an icy volcano that are just shooting up into the
atmosphere. I think it depends on their density. Mm. It might be their density is very, very low. But it's something like, at the moment that we are so biased on Earth, when I think of these icy plumes, I'm thinking something like the leftover from a geyser, mm-hmm, or maybe the sort of fine mist that you see next to a waterfall.
Yeah.
And
no, it's got to be lots thicker than that, surely.
I think it's going to be less thicker.
Less?
Yes, I think these plumes, they become based on everything, but I don't think they are as big.
You can see there's a time-lapse video of one.
Yes, but we're seeing it from far away, so we see...
No, precisely. If we're seeing it from far away, then surely it's much thicker. if we can actually see it, it's got to be thicker than like the mist from waterfalls.
Not sure, because like nebulae that we see and they seem so thick and gorgeous, they have density way, 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 way smaller than even the finest mist that you can think of. And if you were inside those nebulas, like looking around, it's not like you were being a thick fog. Only looking out, you would see that there was a haze. I feel there is potential for rainbows in space, but I feel that are a much rarer event elsewhere in the solar system compared to what we are used on Earth.
Well, that's pretty cool. You can only imagine that the treasure at the end of those rainbows would be even more impressive because it's so rare. Do you have any burning questions for the Astroholic? If so, send them in to me, at Illucifer, on Twitter, and I will spring it on him in an upcoming episode. See you next time!